This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
You know, the Prime Minister said this weekend to a group of Canadian businessmen, he was at a private meeting, he said that your wish for Canada to be the 51st state is a, quote, real thing. Is it a real thing?
Yeah, it is. I think Canada would be much better off being a 51st state because we lose $200 billion a year with Canada, and I'm not going to let that happen. It's too much. Why are we paying $200 billion a year essentially in subsidy to Canada? Now, if they're a 51st state, I don't mind doing it.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse, Jane, what do you think about the real estate chief there playing games with Canada?
Well, if they all register Republican, I'll be happy. But
highly unlikely.
I'm very nervous about them because, you know, these are the kings and queens of socialized medicine, socialism, period. Hey, let's just seize your bank account if you don't wear a mask or want to get the COVID shot. Let's shut down farmers. Like, my goodness, they have very loosey-goosey immigration policies. I don't know. You know, I love President Trump, and I will always say this. I never know how good he is till he always proves me wrong.
I know.
Because the fact of the matter is that he has a vision. He understands how economics work, and he understands that when a country is costing you more money than it's worth, hey, why not just bring them into the fold so that you're not worrying about the tariffs? And honestly, once they make Canada great again, they will love being the 51st state because you know what? There's nothing like economic prosperity to shut your haters down. There's nothing like that. Yeah, except for the few billionaires running around like Bill Gates who still want us to eat bugs and, you know, take all the vaccines out there. But, you know, ultimately, most people, the blue collar, middle class, white collar even, anybody who's not a multimillionaire understands that economic prosperity definitely impacts their wallets, and they want that. Everybody agrees on that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, they gave some statistics over at CBS this weekend, and Margaret Brennan did not appreciate it very much at all. Go to cut 12, Forrest Carl, please.
What about the actual policies?
Well, let's start with the ones that are popular. And again, these echo a lot of what we saw in the campaign. The idea of deporting those in the country illegally continues to be popular. We saw that in the campaign. Sending troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, again, majority in favor. We'd seen that in the campaign. For his supporters in particular, the focus on ending DEI is popular. We had seen in the campaign a lot of them thought those processes had gone too far.
This is killing Margaret Brennan to sit there and listen to this guy talk about the fact that Trump's doing what he promised to do and the public is congratulating him for it. They're supporting
right.
him.
Well, I think Margaret's going to have a stroke this week, and then they're going to accuse it of being an assault, you know, like they did with the poor police officer that died after J6. They blamed him for being hit with a fire extinguisher. But she's going to be, she'll probably have a stroke out on this. Like, yeah. They just can't get their heads around. And, you know, when you find out that USAID was basically funneling money to all of these left-wing news outlets, it's not a surprise now that they've all been brainwashed to support the leftist ideology that they kept spewing out with a straight face. Like, they literally will focus with a straight face, and they will say, but it's not bad to have illegals. And listen, there was a guy on the train coming in from Baltimore, and he had a MAGA hat on, and a woman, I saw this on Twitter, and a woman got very upset with him, a white woman, and she was very upset. She says, you know, you like what this man has done? It's only week number two, mind you. He's deporting everybody, and my nanny is living in fear. And he said, really? He said, your nanny? He says, you know what? There's laws against slaveholders like you in this country. And essentially, she got so upset, she went and sat in another seat. And then he showed his photo. He was an African-American man wearing a MAGA hat. And he called her out, like, you are upset. Your nanny that you're paying under the table, you're not offering any benefits to. If she gets a work and she gets no workman's comp if she's injured on the job, you are admitting you're paying this woman illegally. Why wouldn't you want to pay somebody legally? Oh, because it costs you more. People don't understand that illegal immigration is a $10 billion industry. And that's before Joe Biden took office. So when you got Republicans that are squishy on it, just follow the money. They're profiting. They have people donating to their campaign. Maybe some of these chicken poultry plants. Remember, it was a red state that got busted with all of the illegals during the Trump administration for hiring illegals. So you look at all of that. Where is the money coming from? They profit off the women and children, illegal, human trafficking, sex trafficking, and, oh, by the way, cheap labor.
Yeah.
So, you know, here we are. Canada, you know, you can come here legally and you can work and you can have economic prosperity. I'm all for it, you know. And I've heard their syrup is good, but I'm not going to be buying any anytime soon.
What do you think about
syrup and lumber?
The syrup, yes. We would like some of the syrup here. What do you make of this whole situation with Gaza? Because I was listening this morning on the show that comes on before ours, just talking about how Trump is serious. He wants to take control of Gaza and that he'd even be open to the possibility of some of those people coming here, the Palestinians coming here to the United States, you know, there obviously there'd be some sort of a vetting process.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see any Palestinians coming here. That's the reality of it. But he's showing that, keep in mind, Muslims supported President Trump. He had a Muslim mayor in Detroit, Michigan, support him, and the community came out. He has to show that he is going to be embracive to those that want to have American ideals and support America first. Now, here's what it boils down to. How much has Gaza cost us over the years? How much has this dispute cost us? I believe that he has a plan inside of his head, which only he has, that could actually stop this flow of money that has gotten us nowhere to endless battles, endless wars. There has never been a two-state solution, despite how many times they scream for it. They don't want it. They want to obliterate Israel. And he's going to force the hand of those Muslim countries that have been beneficial to the United States to start taking in those refugees. He's going to force Jordan. He's going to force Egypt. He's going to force Saudi Arabia. Because you can't sit there and scream at us if you're not going to be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're part of the problem. So the best part of this story that we're watching, it's a movie. And we're not near the end yet. We're only in the first 15 minutes. And I'm kind of excited because I can't wait to see how this all goes down, because I will never, ever try to be the card reader of President Donald J. Trump. He's always had a plan way ahead of me. That's why he is president. And I'm just a morning host every Monday. Oh, by the way, I spoke at a National Federation Republican Women's event in North Carolina, and a woman walked up to me. She goes, you know what? I came here from St. Louis. I love you on Mark Talk. And I was like, wow. I said, I have a fan. She goes, that's the best show, and Mark is the best. I thought I'd pass that on to you.
Did you hug my mom before she left?
Oh, that was not your mother. You know, she was around my age. But I will say this. She just said she loved the intro that you always give me, the I am hard, but I am fair.
Jesse Jane, have a great week.
All right, motivators take the hill. Guess what? We planted our flag on top. Let's enjoy the view.
Amen.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.